Hey y'all. I want to talk about three quotes, three statements that came up in the last month. And they came from different places and different people. But they all boiled down to one thing. The first is you should know this. This came up for me when I was working through a skill-based task, and I was meeting up against a challenge. This came up for someone that I coach that was in a leadership position, and they felt they were in a room where they were receiving information about that, about them, that they should know this. The second is you should feel ashamed. This came up within me around body self-image. This came up with some of my relationships where someone was sharing how they felt they navigated a certain situation and were receiving from their relationships. Or from the people on the other end of their relationships, that was unacceptable. And then the third is you should feel safe. And this one's interesting because this came from people that were in groups and communities and networks and little pods where the person was saying, "You got this, this, and this. You should feel safe. You should feel appreciated. You should feel good." In these three instances, with these three statements, or six instances with these three statements, the person and myself included, all were aware and being bodyful and noticing that they didn't feel that should. Or they were being projected onto what they should deem as acceptable, what they should deem as a truth, a way they need to be navigating the world. And they culminate into one thing. They culminate into a projection from culture, society, or people who have internalized these beliefs about what is true or should be true for us, what should lead us to being a good person, what should lead us to feeling safe, what should feel us to being good, what should keep us well, what should keep us flourishing, what should keep us fulfilled. But it's a projection. It's their truth, not ours. And our awareness of what we are feeling and our awareness of how it doesn't fit through our sensing, through our moving, through our way of relating, our noticings tell us that's not ours. That's not our truth. That's not what we feel. That does not serve us. And the reason I think these are so important is because by noticing them, we have the ability now through our practice of being bodyful, through our awareness of saying no more. No more am I going to allow you to project that onto me. No more am I going to act like that is what's best for me, what serves me best, what is my truth. I'm going to set up the systems, the boundaries, the people, the armor that's going to remind me of who I am, of what I deserve, of what my true needs are, instead of being convinced of the projections that are being offered to us. And we're going to use our inner authority to change that. We have agency, and this is what this is about. This is a reminder that anytime you bump up against a should, I need you to remember to ask if that should is yours or someone else's. Does that should serve you or does it not? And what would serve you better? Because you have the power, I have the power to change that truth. I have the power, you have the power, we have the power to set up systems, set up ways of being that fit us better, that allow us to lead, that allow us to be, that allow us to relate in ways that feel like they honor us. And so go investigate those shoulds. Go investigate what beliefs lie under them. Go investigate what serves you best. And leverage that agency you have. Leverage the systems, the people that are going to allow you to walk in that power, in that value that is your truth. And with that, may you be empowered.